You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Americans spent 1.4% more in September than a month earlier, driven in part by incomes that went up by 0.9% that same month. Those are not big moves upward, and a sign the economy remains in a weakened state. That said, it's striking that incomes went up last month with more than 20 million people unemployed. Riddle me this. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FHN Financial. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So we get this data that our income is up in September, not quite 1%, yet the pandemic special benefits from the summer had pretty much run out. Where were people getting the money?
The pandemic special benefits disappeared, and as a result, unemployment insurance payments fell by $266 billion. That, by the way, is a 42% decline. FEMA payments, called lost wages supplemental.
Right. When President Trump unilaterally moved ahead with the $300 payments, that's what this is, via the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, the thing is, it won't last forever. There was a limited amount of funds. So it was enough to carry income growth in September. And in fact, that 1% increase is a reflection of wage and salary income growth, small business income growth, as the economy came back. And it offset that loss for 1 month.
And you're generally worried about the fall here, right?
Economists inside the Fed, outside the Fed, have been warning that Congress and the White House were taking a big risk not reaching some kind of agreement on extending benefits. I expect the economy is going to slow down quite hard in the fourth quarter, given the fact that we have already gone more than a month without assistance.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.